It was just a penny, but it was enough to cut off power in a local home. Jacqueline Williams of Flint, Michigan, had an electricity bill of $1,662.08. She paid all of it except for one penny. That wasn't enough for the power company, which blacked her out for 7 hours yesterday. The energy company, a subsidiary of the Consumers Energy Group, told Williams the power would not be turned on until they received that penny. This is no joke, folks. Jacqueline says, I went down there and paid my penny, got a receipt, and about an hour afterwards, the electricity was turned back on. Yes! Ah! A penny still means something somewhere in this world. Thank God. I thought it was over for the penny. I thought we were done with a penny. In some quadrants, a penny is still a penny. It still matters. Still has a reason to exist. Still stands for something. Flint, Michigan, where a penny's a penny. You know where the penny began to lose respect? I'll tell you where the penny began to lose respect. In the have a penny, leave a penny, need a penny, take a penny, countertop cups. Yeah, that's where the penny began to lose respect in America. The have a penny, leave a penny, need a penny, take a penny, countertop. How do you say that? Very fast, just once. They have a penny, leave a penny, need a penny, take a penny, countertop cups. Yep. Or the cup at my hardware store. Need a penny? Take a penny. Need to? Get a job. No, those cups, those little penny cups at the counters, they destroyed the penny. Almost left it meaningless. But in Flint, Michigan, they're beginning to bring meaning back to the penny. And when you're still owing a penny, well, that's a penny. I think I have a late fee at Hollywood Video right now that's at least a penny. They want it. Yeah, hello.
Hey.
Yeah.
Tell Tommy that it costs more than a penny to make a penny.
Well, I understand it also costs more than a nickel to make a nickel.
That's true.
I'll tell him. Well, let's just start with a dime then. It was meant to be the first coin. It's the smallest. We weren't supposed to have one lower than a dime. I know that because of its size. I was a kid, and I remember saying the dime should be your rock bottom because it's the tiniest. What do you say about that, Dad? He beat me. I don't know why, but he took me upstairs and beat me. Oh, well. Coming up on 7 o'clock, ABC News has an update, Wildcat has an update, and then a big contest. Oh, we're giving some things away. Big things. Yep, a Lazar diamond. Whoa, wait a minute. That's not what that says there. What does that say? Laser. A laser. No, what is that? A lurch. A photo of lurch.